can speak to us when we're on the move. That requires us to have our ears open in conversation. Does that happen to you, that you're speaking to someone and they say something and you think about it for the rest of the week? That happened to me this week. Somebody said to me this week, why do all these churches have crosses on them? It's all about death. Death, death, death. I thought Christianity was about life, not death. That made me think. And when we celebrate communion together, when we remember the Lord's death, when we proclaim the Lord's death, let us not forget what this person was trying to say to me, that Jesus is not dead. We could not have communion with God if Jesus was dead. Jesus is alive. He's not in the tomb. He is risen. Was there ever a more momentous statement in the whole history of the world? He is not in the tomb. He is risen. So where did Jesus go after he died? He said to the thief on the cross, today I will be with you in paradise. John Calvin, commenting on this verse and thinking about the creed which says that Jesus descended into hell, John Calvin said that it was actually in his life that he went into hell. In Gethsemane, as he considered the cross, but Jesus, his soul went to heaven to be with the Father. As soon as he died, his body was in the grave, but his soul went to heaven. That's deep stuff. I'm not going to go into that anymore. But the main point is the word with. You will be with me. Jesus on the cross said, you will, future, be with me. And as you think about your own relationship with God, as you take this wine, as you take this bread, the whole point of it all is that he could be with you. He died for your sins so that he could be with you, not only now, but forever. Do you know that truth personally? Is it something that you once knew and now it's just very formal and unfamiliar? Are you drifting away or are you drawing near? Are you drifting away or are you drawing near? Most people stop following Jesus not because of some intellectual objection. It's because they stop feeding. You have to feed your faith every day. You have to put before yourself every day the truth which will set you free. You have to do it. I have to do it. If I don't do it, within a couple of days, I'm drifting far away from God. And I have to come back to him. The whole letter to the Hebrews is on this theme. In chapter 2, verse 1, it says, pay careful attention to what you have heard, otherwise you will drift away. We have to feed our faith by listening to to God's word and trusting in God's word, and that truth will set us free. Perhaps you know the experience from the past of being set free, but are you free today? You can be free again today if you trust in his word, if you trust in his cross. So that's chapter 2. And in chapter 10, it says, let us draw near to God. Chapter 10, verse 19, with full assurance of faith. An invitation, let us draw near to God. Why can we draw near to God? Because of Jesus. Because he is not dead, he is alive, and he ascended to be with God. And from the throne of God, he prays for us. He intercedes for us. He is the one mediator that we come through to the Father. There's no other way to come to God but through Jesus. And because we have this great mediator, this great go-between God-man, Jesus, there's only one person who could be that bridge. There's only one person who could be that go-between person, and it's the God-man, Jesus. No one else was sinless. No one else could represent us. No one else but Jesus. And since we have this great high priest, let us come with boldness before him this morning. Don't let your knowledge of where you've fallen short stop you from coming. This is for sinners like me and like you. Please come today. And for some of you, please come for the first time, because you know the one in whom you believe. You know what he's done for you. You know it's by grace. And you've accepted that truth into your life, but you haven't yet taken this. Maybe you didn't have the opportunity before. Lockdown is 2 years. Take the bread if you believe. Take the wine and draw near to God. And care for one another. This is just not just about our individual relationship with God. This is about our relationship with one another. Let us, yes, draw near to God. Let us hold on to the hope we profess, yes. But let us consider how we may encourage one another, how we may pray for one another, how may we look out for one another to spur one another on in our service for the Lord. So can you see it? Can you see it? Let us pray. Help us now to see all that you've done for us. Thank you that you were lifted up for us on the cross. And thank you that you're lifted up from the grave. And we want to come near to you today. Help us to do that now. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing together.